Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Super stoked to have Tracy Sandler on. She's known as the 49ers fangirl. Find her 49ers coverage at FGSN.com and at 49ers fangirl on all of the socials. 49ers heading into preseason week two against the Texans on Saturday. They've been practicing in Houston the last few days. Tracy, I know you're not there at camp, but I know you have sources. And I watched the video of the fight between Jimmy Ward and DeAndre Hopkins. Not totally uncommon to have a scuffle during a scrimmage, but do you have any idea on what exactly would happen there?
I'm not 100% sure why it started, but I agree with you. It's not unusual. We saw it all week. But I think it's interesting that it was Jimmy Ward, because you have someone in Jimmy Ward who's been, as we all know, fighting injuries his entire career, on and off, and who in a lot of ways, though he has that guaranteed contract, could be fighting for a roster spot. That the defensive backs all of a sudden is a very full position group. So I think it was an interesting kind of tone setting for Jimmy Ward to show he cares and he matters and he means business, for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not unusual at these kind of practices to have a scuffle, because, first of all, these teams have been playing against each other now for a few weeks and they've had one game under their belt. But now they're practicing, you know, against another team, and they're competitive and tempers flare. It's also a gazillion degrees there.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was at all kind of unusual. I don't know exactly what started it, but it's interesting to me that it was Jimmy Ward, and I wonder if that's a little bit of a tone setting for him to say, like, I'm here, pay attention.
Well, the Niners had a run of injuries that first preseason game. It started to look like a bloodbath at one point. I was getting worried. I mean, I was looking at Twitter during the game, and everyone's like, just call the game. Turn it off.
I kept saying that as well. And it was a little disconcerting. I mean, by the 6 seconds into the second quarter, 5 players had been injured, ended up with 6 players being injured. You know, luckily, it looks like none of them are going to be terribly serious. But that is your, you know, that's your worst nightmare in a preseason game.
Yeah.
You really want to just get out of there without anyone getting hurt, especially anyone significant. So.
I mean, is it even possible for them this next week to be even more careful with the starters? I mean, have an even closer, careful eye on them?
They'll be careful, but I think at the end of the day, they need to get reps. You know, it is football.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the starters need to get reps. I think you're going to see maybe the starters play a couple of series, but that is about it. But, you know, I think they are going to be very careful. The last thing anybody wants is to put Jimmy Garoppolo into any sort of harm's way. So I think that they will be, you know, relatively careful in that way. But by the same token, you know, they need to get some reps. I mean, this brings up something that I talk about frequently, is why are there 4 preseason games?
Tell me about it.
You know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But that is above my pay grade. I'm just a beat writer.
But no, you know, it's a good point because, yeah, first of all, it's obviously a cash grab for the NFL. Even if 20,000 people show up to Levi's Stadium and not 70, that's still 20,000 people that wouldn't have been there otherwise. So there's money to be made, and that's one end of it. But now, like we said, they're doing these scrimmages and these practices with other teams. I mean, that's the equivalent of a preseason game in some ways. I feel like maybe they can lower the preseason games and add another scrimmage or something, and then that could be enough.
I would think so, but again, I think it's above my pay grade.
Again, we're just the media. Whatever.
Exactly.
Speaking of injuries, the Niners picked up Alfred Morris, running back, due to all the injuries to McKinnon and Breida. Do you feel he does have experience in Shanahan's system? I'm sure we'll see him play this weekend. Do you have any feeling that maybe he's going to be more than just a preseason body, or is this going to be his role?
I think that's going to be his role.
Yeah.
I mean, because the backfield is already so crowded, because you do have, assuming, you know, Jerick McKinnon and Matt Breida should both be available week one of the season. So you have that. You have Joe Williams, who's having a really good camp. You have Raheem Mostert, who, minus the fumble, had a really good game the other night. It's a lot of people in the backfield already. So I think he's a preseason body, and also the last thing they want is anything to happen to Joe Williams or Raheem Mostert, so they need someone else back there to kind of lighten that load during the preseason, for sure. I mean, unless he really surprises us.
Yeah.
Just goes off in the preseason, but my sense is it would probably be more of a preseason body.
Totally. All right, you can catch her 49ers coverage, FGSN.com, Fangirl Sports Network, and of course on all the socials at 49ers Fangirl. Tracy Sandler, 49ers Fangirl, thanks for hanging with us again.
Absolutely, Danny. I'll talk to you soon.